Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show this morning, Jess Hooker's in studio, plus Superstitions and the In Crowd. All right after this.
Are you one of millions of Americans struggling with your weight? Are you tired of those phony diets and impossible workouts that just leave you feeling tired and frustrated? Well, struggle no more. Bob and Tom Laboratories, in conjunction with the country of Mexico, is thrilled to announce a revolution in weight loss. Introducing Montezuma Springs Diet Water. Montezuma Springs Diet Water is all natural, imported directly from wells in Mexico, and it's chock full of hard-working bacterial enteropathogens that help you lose weight the easy way.
Wow.
Montezuma Springs Diet Water is 72% E. coli. That's 72% more than any other diet water on the market. Drink one bottle of Montezuma Springs Diet Water, and within hours, you'll be wiping away those extra pounds.
I've lost 20 pounds and most of my dignity by drinking Montezuma Springs Diet Water. Plus, I get plenty of exercise running back and forth to the John. I'm going to look great for spring break. Cabo, here I come. Oh God, I gotta go.
I had my 25th high school reunion coming up, and I wanted to look good. But I didn't have time to get back into shape. That's when I heard about Montezuma Springs Diet Water. In high school, I had been voted most likely to make a big splash. Oh. And boy, did I ever, right there on the dance floor at my high school reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Montezuma Springs.
Warning, Montezuma Springs Diet Water may cause bloating, gas, oily discharge, and the frequent need to jettison your trousers. Trot over to your nearest convenience store and ask for the restroom keys. Ask for Montezuma Springs Diet Water, not affiliated with Hershey Syrup or with Squirt, the soft drink.
Oh.
That is good stuff.
Holy sh**. I gotta go.
If you've got some flabby thighs and you hate to exercise, Montezuma, Montezuma. If you want to lose some weight, doesn't matter what you ate, Montezuma, Montezuma.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We should do it like the, I've got that little mirror in front of my face. I see AC and Chicky and Patty G.
What?
And, like a baby book.
A romper room.
Yes. Romper room. Yeah. And I see Christy in the stripes.
Oh, okay.
And Joshy, who just got here. He slept in today.
Just got here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've been here for 2 minutes.
You are eight minutes late. And you're...
This is Tom in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Never let you forget.
Josh apparently fell asleep after some vigorous session of
having at oneself.
Didn't put the alarm on.
Self-manipulation.
Happy to be here.
a little puppet show.
I understand that we're going to dig deep, and our topic is sports superstitions.
Yes.
And what's our opener?
Brian Urlacher would eat 2 cookies, no more, no less, before every single game.
Huh. Do we know what kind?
Chocolate chip.
Interesting.
Yep.
Two chocolate chip cookies?
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
But do you suppose you get to the point there where you have to have a guy get you the cookies?
I would assume so.
Cookie guy? Urlacher probably had a cookie guy.
I bet he had a cookie guy.
You
I'd be
bring
his
him
cookie
with
guy.
You in your bag?
Yeah, but just
maybe.
A lot of games.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
A lot of games.
Dude, those locker room.
There are 18 games a year, right?
I bet it's the equipment manager or somebody new.
New to have those cookies.
So, but what if
those guys do everything for them?
And if someone didn't, what if someone, they forgot to get the cookies? It would, sounds like the premise in a movie where some intern
has
to run out in Chicago that's in the streets looking for cookies.
Right.
I think he brought his own.
Who knows?
Maybe put him in a Ziploc bag the night before.
Was he married? Did he have a wife?
No, he was married to somebody, right?
Yeah, he was a bachelor for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, in high school, did you have any things you would do, Chick, before the games?
try to concentrate on paying attention. I didn't really take it seriously.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
I think one of the most common ones in high school is not washing, like, your jock strap or your socks or your undershirt. Or
now, your son plays football.
He does.
Does he have one of those?
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
He puts the socks on the same way, which is a very common one that I read a lot when I was doing the research for this. You put your uniform on in the same way every time.
Gotcha.
You know, left sock, left shoe, right shoe, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you have a pre-show ritual, Pat?
Yeah.
Lose your keys.
Smart ass.
Change a tire in your car.
You're the one who lost your keys.
Take the deer antlers out of the grill.
Well, I put four picks in my right pocket before every show, and then I put this medal on the same way every show.
Weird. Oh, okay.
Ready to go.
Can I ask? Mm-hmm. May I ask Pat a question here? Mm-hmm. Did you shave your chest?
I did.
Ooh, okay. Let me see.
I brought
let
it all.
See.
I brought
let
it all down. I brought it all down.
You're as
because Pat's known to leave one or two buttons.
Oh yeah.
You're as
I used to Tom Jones.
Shorn as the newborn baby.
I took it all away.
Why?
Baby.
Why would you do that?
I do it every June.
You're on every June.
Is really? That a superstitious thing?
Wait a minute. Are you on the make? Are you looking for
baby,
a...
That's your summer cut?
That's,
you do have a good tan working.
That's how I present myself to the ladies.
Huh.
So did you shave it or just trim it?
Oh, I have a little razor that I use to take the clipper off.
I mean, is it electric?
Yeah.
Do you groom other things with it?
The whole deal, yeah.
All right.
No kidding. Just your eyebrows and the hair on your head. Is that it?
Can we get back to... Do you have something about some sports? I don't hear about you grooming.
I have a news... Have you always had your superstition doing before shows?
Yes.
Because I just started one and I...
Which, what Ooh, is, what is it? It?
There's a certain
Toledo,
song I listen to before... I listen to a certain song before a set, and then I listen to a different song after the show.
I feel pretty.
What's the song?
The Ramsey Lewis Trio, The In Crowd.
Is what
I
listen
to. Oh, I like that.
Before, and then afterwards, it's a different Ramsey Lewis song. So I don't know why I started doing that.
That's interesting.
Okay.
That's you ever heard the story behind that song? And this is kind of off topic.
No, I haven't.
Here we go.
No, there's a great story behind that song.
I bet there's
no, I'm not going to tell it right now.
What?
Well, now you have to.
We want to hear it.
Well, The In Crowd was a hit as a vocal. Remember that? I'm in with The In Crowd.
Sure. I go where the...
And then Ramsey Lewis was doing a live set. I think it was... Do you remember the story? I think it was in Washington, D.C., I think.
The instrumental wasn't first?
No.
Or was that Grazing?
One of the guys in the band heard it, and they pretty much ad-libbed that whole... They it was like a jam thing that they'd heard it in the air on a radio radio station.
Well, they just didn't sing is all they did.
No, but...
right? They heard the song that had words, and they went ahead and played it without the words, and you think this is a great story? Is that what you're saying?
That there's more to the story than that. You've let me tell the proper story.
All right, go ahead.
The Dobie Gray version. Oh, here we go. Here's the Dobie Gray.
That's Drift Away. That's not The In Crowd.
Yeah. When you were a kid, this was a big hit song. Remember, here it comes.
I'm in with The In Crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, I do not like this version at all.
No one does.
When you're in with The In Crowd,
somebody in the band heard this, and then they just went ahead and played the music and forgot about the vocals. Is that what happened?
That's a live, that was recorded live at a nightclub. I think it was in Washington, D.C., but they had just, I guess, heard it that day or the day before. They had a drink special. I'd like The In Crowd. I'm in with The In Crowd. Because when you're in with The In Crowd, it's easy to find romance.
That's not nearly as jazzy.
Are you like? Do you like the one from Casino? Is that the one you like?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one you listen to?
Yeah. That was a hit song.
I'll have to look it
up. Tommy Smothers and the Whore. That scene.
Similarly, there have been a couple of other songs that have been number one or whatever. For example, "Light My Fire," the Doors version, then Jose Feliciano, very shortly thereafter. But the version that you're talking about is vastly different.
Yeah, it is.
And I'll have to look up the story, but as I recall, they'd never played it before, I don't think. Maybe.
Huh.
It's got a very
So they're professional musicians. Feel. They're professional musicians. They heard this song, and they said, hey, let's just not sing it. Just play the music.
But they had never played the music before.
They never played the music before.
It's a live recording.
And they managed
and
to play it.
And that became the hit.
And they managed to
play
it.
Yeah, you can hear the crowd kind of laughing and enjoying themselves. And I love that.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, if they had been like, I don't know, construction workers. And they'd come in and played it and arrived at that would be an amazing story.
Yeah.
But they were already, they had a leg up, you see, my point. They had a leg up.
Your illiterate point, they had never really rehearsed it or done a lot of, they just,
They just went ahead. And,
here's a song we heard on the radio on the way over here.
You're counting this as winging it.
And the point is it became a giant hit. So much so that it's affected the career of Josh Arnold, who now is on playing it.
And so you didn't listen to it in Toledo, did you?
That's right.
No, that was before.
And when your show's over, you play what?
A different Ramsey Lewis trio song. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I play I started a joke.
The Bee Gees?
Can you imagine if you did that?
Laugh, clown, laugh.
This just in.
Look a here is the one I play.
Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson.
By the way, you want to hear the Ramsey Lewis version? This is the one. Is this it?
Yeah.
You hear the clapping. You see it's live.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah,
it's two chords. It's two chords.
What a story this is. Yeah, how did they?
We're gonna move the beat now.
Being professional musicians, how are they playing this?
So
Excuse me, ass breath. The point is, it was a live jam session, and this became a huge hit.
That's nuts. That's crazy.
I just listened to this in my car way.
They did less by not singing.
Well, they didn't have time enough to learn the words.
No, of course not. How did he learn to play piano other than that was his profession?
He had never played
did he know how to play it like that?
Does anyone smell ass? It's the Ramsey Lewis trio. I'll look up the story.
Maybe we should just sit back, relax, and enjoy the song.
Thank you, Christy.
We can't just panic, Dick.
Oh, that's right.
But this became a big hit.
Huh. Yeah.
This calms Josh down.
It does.
Great.
It calms me down and it gets me happy at the same time.
The original, still the greatest. Remember the lyrics?
No.
There's a weird version of this by Brian Ferry where it sounds like Dracula singing it. Ever heard that?
I've heard that one.
From Roxy Music.
Yes.
Well, how were they able to sit down and play this in front of a crowd?
Amazing.
Oh, they already had a concert schedule.
No, the point is it became a hit, you jackass.
People came in to watch them and... that's amazing. That is quite.
Any
story,
other
Tom,
live right. song? Somebody that a group just did live and it ended up being a monster hit.
Well, it wasn't live, but the famous story of Louie Louie. Those guys didn't. The reason it's so jumbled, they didn't know the words. They'd copied it off of a jukebox. I think Paul Revere's version or something, and then or somebody's version. But that's how that happened. Just random. You never know what's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Often the throwaway they do in 2 minutes becomes the big hit. We have a lot to get to here. We have only covered one of our sports superstitions. I wonder why.
Brian Urlacher and the Cookies. Mm-hmm. And then we had that amazing story that these musicians sat down and played a song.
They were jamming, Chick.
They were just jamming and didn't
say. They picked a key and they just went off on it.
They just went nuts. They just were able to play their instruments like they had been doing it all their lives.
You know one thing I do know.
What's that?
Chick is out of the in crowd.
Oh.
Sorry.
What?
Uh-oh.
I'm in with the in crowd.
Come on, let me back in.
I know where the in people go.
Do you?
When you're in with the in crowd, it's easy to find romance.
I'm out of the in crowd.
Okay, thank you very much.
Son of a gun.
We were talking about sports superstitions, things you may do before the game. We had one, and then Josh pointed out, before you do a live show, what do?
I like to listen to the Ramsey Lewis trio, the in crowd, on the way to the venue.
We got a giant argument about the song, the in crowd.
What do you do before you go on the air?
You turn the mic on?
The famous version of the in crowd. This was made famous again in the movie.
It's played in Casino, and it's played in a Woody Allen movie, and Irrational Man, and it's played in.
And what was interesting about it is it was a instrumental vastly different than the original single.
Yeah, and actual. Yeah, and musicians sat down and able to.
Why are you so upset about
play
this?
Isn't this he's making it sound like it's a big story. And
doesn't
it's
this
not.
Just take you to a dimly lit sort of underground club?
I know.
And again, what's interesting?
You haven't sat here and heard these amazing stories all this time. Well, no, here's an amazing story.
And it's probably 1 a.m. and it's just smoky, and it's
girls
be,
are sweaty.
Oh, people
dancing.
Are just dancing.
There's some guy going. There's some jackass in the corner bitching about the song. claims he's on the radio, calls himself
you're not hearing
Chuck Michaels with a Z.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
Okay, let's see now. Here's the story. I got part of it right. It was a Washington, D.C. coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
Ramsey Lewis wanted to add something new.
Mm-hmm.
What did he add new?
So he talked to one of the waitresses. And she said, "Her. This is according to
something new.
Let's see. Her name was Nettie Gray, and there was a jukebox, and so they played the song "The In Crowd" by Dobie Gray, a contemporary hit.
Uh-huh.
And the band had never heard the song. They worked it out and played it that night, and it remains a massive hit.
Oh, so they had all day to practice it.
Yeah, and they were musicians to start with.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, so, you know, really, most musicians just show up at 8 in the morning for their
they just sat down
10 p.m. And gig. I imagine after getting done selling reefer, they probably rolled in at 5 of, and he goes, here are the changes, go. No, the point is they're brilliant musicians. It's soulful, and they got that great arrangement. It became a huge hit.
Yeah. You hear the crowd having a blast. Yeah. Man, I just
did you ever hear the song Compared to What?
Yes.
That's another one where they basically never played it before.
Hmm.
And they
managed to.
Well, they didn't have anything to compare it to.
You know, something when it's your turn to talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Beautifully delivered.
Do you ever hear Compared to What?
No, but
nope.
I love Nothing
never
Compares
heard
to You.
Oh, I love that song too.
Oh, I love that song. Yeah. That's a good
hate.
Song. Oh, I know you do.
Yeah. No, you do.
What's the matter? She's singing too. Yeah, she's too crying beautiful during the
you
whole
can,
thing.
Too much emotion, yeah. Too real.
No, she's a mole-faced psycho.
Oh.
And
well, maybe like
with
the Chris,
a shaved head. And
listen to the Chris Cornell.
Oh. And
yeah,
oh, yeah,
that'll,
that's true.
That'll
that's true.
Slay you.
I yeah love the embracing of illiteracy, letter U. Oh, that's great.
I'm not a fan of that.
Well, that's
either,
a Prince thing.
Yeah, it is a Prince.
He wrote that song.
Yeah, hate it. Sorry.
Well, let's get to some. Should we get to some other superstitions?
Please.
Sure.
Sparts?
Do you ever notice that baseball players, when they spit, they always kick dirt over it? I always thought it was to be polite so nobody had to look at their hawker, but it's actually
right.
It's actually to keep bad juju away from them during the game. Like, that's a very common thing. Like, so many people do it, but it's actually a superstitious act.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I know that.
I thought it was to do what
be
you thought
polite,
too.
Yeah. I did too.
So from now on in the shower, Christy, when you release one of those huge gooey hawkers.
Oh,
when you hank into the drain.
I'm not talking to any of you anymore.
How do you get a loogie out of that little tiny nose?
I don't.
How do you get your finger in your nostril?
God, leave me alone.
But look how tiny your hands are, though. See, that's probably
nice. I love tiny hands.
Tiny. Yeah,
how
make
much,
everything
how
look
much,
bigger
how much money would it
true
take for you to pick my nose?
Oh, God.
All right. People are eating. Could we move on?
Sure. Oh, are they? On. I'll put my finger in your nose for $20.
I got it.
I'm not doing it.
I'll do it.
I got 20.
$20?
I pick kid noses
the way,
all the time.
By the
bother
way,
me.
I want to move on here. I want to ask. For those of you that are just joining,
you really got $20.
Actually, I don't have any money. I have no
I do.
Sorry.
You could PayPal him.
Okay, I'm sorry. More sports superstitions. Back to you.
Poison okay, what about the NHL playoff beard? This is where this started, but there's a lot of sports that have adopted it now.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, Brian Wilson, they all do the playoff beard. They don't shave.
Yeah.
Yep. The whole time.
Let's look like terrorists for the fans.
That my son does do that. His football team, they don't cut their hair or shave their beard for the whole season.
The whole season?
Yes,
wow.
And they've won state 3 times.
Okay, so it's working for them.
Yeah.
But your big objection is when the Red Sox won the World Series, they all had beards, and you said none of that was...
They look like terrorists.
Yeah. But all objectionable.
All started with the NHL, which is widely ignored now, even though they're the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Why didn't they do something positive, like they all shave their pubes?
How would
maybe
anyone
maybe
know?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah,
yeah,
no woman wants to see that. I'm just telling you guys right now. Don't do that, men.
No, I'm pretty shaved.
You hear that, Pat?
I don't know about that, Jeff.
What about
you guys?
Not down to the hardwood.
Hide that stuff. I don't want to see that. That's ugly.
No, but...
What's
whoa
ugly?
I got some
the
little...
The male form.
This will cheer you up.
Down there.
All right.
This will cheer you up. Live at the Montreux Jazz Festival. Les McCann and Eddie Harris.
Yeah.
Playing this for the first time ever.
More cowbell.
This is Compared to What?
It's a great song called Compared to What. Yeah. You ever hear this?
Never heard it.
It's a great song.
It is good.
It became a weird FM hit.
And these musicians are playing this for the first, I don't know if it's the first time ever.
I think Kristen is.
All this sounds great. Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
It does sound like a Charlie Brown.
Well, this is Schroeder on piano.
Oh. Yeah.
He's killing it.
Okay.
Wait, let it play.
Now this is good.
But it's great piano.
Can you talk
about
it?
Got jazz hands here. Okay, there you go.
Do the peanuts dance.
We got a little taste of jazz this morning. Some Ramsey Lewis, some Les McCann and Eddie Harris.
Woo-hoo.
Some good stuff.
We got a classy show this morning.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Classy.
Now we're talking about who's going to eat whose boogers.
No, I just asked if Christy would pick my nose.
I'm not picking your nose.
And I volunteered for $20 and nobody had 20.
I have 20.
We should pick Chick's nose because he doesn't have a middle of his nose. You can hook your finger.
Oh.
Sick. Come on.
Is that true?
That's 100% true.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.